therapy isn't gonna break your tooth. Yeah, it's after 11 o'clock at night, and he's finally eating some food. Anyway, let's have another sound, a sound of me opening the freezer. Looking down. Bottles of gin. Taking out a gin called Chemistry Gin. Because it was snowing today. Yeah, it was raining at the beginning, quite reasonably heavily, and then the snow came in. It wasn't a dump, it was like a coating of snow. But that was enough to have me retreating into the womb for the day. Yeah, I gave up on any impulse that I might have had to go out of the house, and I spent the whole day in the house, except that I emptied some bins outside, and yeah, I can't remember doing anything else, and now the dog wants to go out. Okay, you can go out. Yeah, come on. Come on. We've had all that food, and now the cat might want to go out. No? Okay, out you go. You want to go out? No. Okay, the cat just wanted to look out. Where was I? In the snow. In the womb. Retreating. Yes, and now I'm going to have a little light relief. I told you I had got a bottle of gin out of the... Actually, this is a problem. Out of the freezer. But the problem is I can't open it with my right hand. So I've had to open it with my left hand. I'll put a photograph of this particular bottle made by a Toastmaster. Yes, a Toastmaster made this gin, and it looks like oil. It's got that kind of thickness, beautiful, smooth looking thickness, and I have no tonic. So I just decided, after spending time watching football, Manchester United versus Liverpool, and watching time, oh dear, what, this is a confession time, Fulham versus Ipswich, and watching two, I think, only two episodes of Shrinking, and spending about over an hour and a half on Spelling Bee, a game called Spelling Bee, which comes with the New York Times. Yes, so... Yeah, so I feel I'm confessing. I don't know why. I haven't done anything productive, really. I really don't need a notebook, and I haven't got one beside me. So I'm going to say cheers anyway, just to see what this gin is like. But no, I can't drink it. I can't drink it down on top of eating a satsumi. Or satsuma, or whatever they're called. I can't do that. That will cause my palate to be unsuitable for a decent gin. So I'm getting some water. And I'm going to clean up my palate. Water is the cure for everything. I said to a friend of mine in Texas today. Yeah, he's got gallstone problem. And... Hey, Louis! Come on! Yeah, he's got a problem with gallstones, and he was saying he was drinking water. So I said, well, it looks like as if drinking water is the cure to everything. Oh, yeah. Come here. Okay, I'm procrastinating, am I? About tasting this gin. Laura Bruce is the name of the person who invented it. Yeah, she never made a gin before. Here's to Laura Bruce. You know how if you drink neat gin, it turns to fire water in your mouth. And after a while, you just have to swallow it. You can't keep it in your mouth for any longer. Well, this gin has character. I'm going to quote you. Developed by a biochemist and informed by a love of flavor. Chemistry gin is the union of science and nature. A traditional London dry gin distilled in New Zealand. Chemistry is infused with sustainably sourced botanicals, including Sichuan peppercorns. I hope I pronounce Sichuan properly. Sage and seaweed, and bottled in 100% recycled glass. And it urges you, this is the call to action, experiment with chemistry gin to discover your perfect pour. Your purchase supports women in science. Well, unfortunately, I didn't buy this bottle, and fortunately, it was given to me as a gift. There's a pregnancy warning on the bottle. Alcohol can cause lifelong harm to your baby. This is a vegan product. Yes, it's a vegan product. It says, please use. Anyway, get it recycled. A bottle. Beautiful. Yes, so, I mean, I've poured just a tiny drop into this glass. Yes, cheers. It's deliciously cold. It has loads of flavor. I can tell the difference in my taste, at least, between gins by how long I can bear to keep it in my mouth. And I like this a lot. There we are. That's my life. It's not far off midnight. Tomorrow, Monday, is the big day. Yeah. Tomorrow, Monday morning, early, I take my daughter to the passport office. Hopefully, fingers crossed, toes crossed, everything crossed. She gets her passport, finally. This is her second passport, by the way. Oh, well, that'll give you the impression that it's just a repeat. She ordered a new passport. One was produced and has gone astray. That's all I'm prepared to say in public. It has gone astray through no fault of my daughter. The passport office has had to get another passport for her. Hopefully it'll come in the post on Monday morning into the passport office in Cork. And after collecting the passport, I will take her to the airport and she'll catch a plane to London, where she will meet up with her friends who left today. No, they didn't. Who will have left at 5 or 6 o'clock tomorrow morning. So there we are. And the rest, well, is in the lap of the gods. I really do want to get a pen and something, somewhere to write. I wish you a very, very good experience. Bye for now.